Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
You don't want a glass of water or anything before we start, do you?
No. But you need a glass. You need to have that glass of water because you've got the big intro coming up here, yeah, and right. You need to lubricate your throat. So don't be, coy. Don't feel the pressure of the moment because you do it all the time. So it's not a big deal to do. It's not a big deal to do this little intro bit. You've said it so many times before. We've recorded many, many episodes of this podcast. You're just going to say it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith and I'm in the shed at the back of Mum and Dad's house, joined by my mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James. How are
there
you, buddy?
Is.
How about you go there fuck yourself?
No, I'm not gonna, hey.
Hey.
When someone, a friend, gives you a little pep talk before you do something... And you do it and sort of do it pretty well, except for the weird little anxiety noises that came in the middle.
What weird anxiety noises? What words?
There was a little.
That's as much lung capacity. That was 110 lung capacity for me. These are fucking cooked.
No, that's great. Well, I'm just saying when someone treats you with respect, then it's nice to treat them with respect.
When the day comes, I'll fucking let you know how it feels.
All right.
But it's just disrespect after disrespect these days.
That's fine. No, cool. Well, it's good to be here. It's good to be here with you.
Wronged me, Peter. Sorry, go on.
It's good.
Things increasingly, good. This podcast is less about me being in primary school and more about me being 31 years old. In Brisbane running a comedy club and angry.
He's very angry. Every episode since we've returned has pretty much started with a similar sort of vitriol.
Yeah.
But today I've had a good day so far and this is going to be a highlight. I've gotten myself in the right headspace. I've had 2 boiled eggs right before coming over here. So
have you actually?
Yeah, I did.
That's
I was feeling a bit hungry and I thought, oh, there's boiled eggs there. Jack loves boiled eggs. I'll have some boiled eggs.
Wait, they're pre-boiled?
Pre-boiled. And I know they were pre-boiled. I didn't boil them. My girlfriend boiled them and I knew they were boiled because they had B written on them. And I was looking at the eggs. I'm like, what the fuck does B mean? Boiled.
No, bird egg. And then B and then C, chalky egg.
Okay.
Yeah.
All chalky eggs are boiled.
Do not boil a chalky egg. Fucking disaster. Turns into a poached egg very quickly. Poached chalky egg.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've had 2 boiled eggs with the salt, with the sriracha mayo. So I'm feeling good. I've got a full tum. What have you been up to today outside of fucking playing with all your knives and your baseball bats in your home office? Christ almighty, you have an insane work setup. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You've got the keyboard, you've got the desktop monitor, you've got the laptop, everything else around that. Truly fucking current affair stuff.
Yeah.
11 knives, 3 baseball bats.
Anti-inflammatory, a bunch of Polaroids, just a bunch of mixed Polaroids. Not of me, just of people.
A calculator, like an old school big fucking calculator with like...
Like a like big fucking...
The big button so you can go tuck, 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 ting, ring. Ah, fuck!
Yeah, and the ting go clack, 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 clack. Are you fucking kidding me? I know how the ting go.
Things are good for you? You well?
Looks
at the looking at the window. Truly.
I watch and I think, you know, the other day I worked out that the zoom on my camera can read the license plate from the car across the road. So while I can't see it, I can like zoom in and then I can, I'm going good actually.
That's sick. You've got a lot of planning. I imagine is going on in your life with your Good Chat Comedy Festival coming
mainly
up in planning September.
Suicide, man.
Cool.
It's coming along swimmingly. Can't wait to pull the trigger.
How many shows and how many lives will you take?
just my own. No, I kid. There's there's no humor in that. There is a lot of humor in it. It's pretty funny. Yeah, we've got shows coming up, 50-plus shows over 24 days. I was just on the ABC yesterday.
I know.
Did you have a listen?
I forgot. I totally forgot about it. Turned in just as you said goodbye. But I got to hear you on the ABC on the public broadcast.
Oh, I tell you what, it was obscenely... So we get on just quickly, and I'm there to promote the comedy festival, and they're like, the segment is about foods that you would... cater your own funeral with.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I'm like, you have a little bit of prep, but then it just goes into, and like ABC Brisbane is mainly catered to older people, you know, at home listening to the AM radio. And I'm just in there like giggling nervously, like, what the fuck do you mean? And then my one answer was like, they're like, what would you have at your funeral?
Boiled egg.
Like, oh, and nothing. You should all be so, you know, you should all be so sad that I've departed this mortal coil. Should have no appetite. And they're like, oh, okay, well, on the line we've got a funeral caterer. And this poor old lady comes on, just talks about how she makes money selling fucking sandwiches at funerals. And the whole time I'm like, anyways, guys, so the comedy festival kicks off.
Oh, my God.
What a segue. Fuck me, Ryan. The whole time I'm just trying not to say something fucked. Oh, sweating. It was good, but it was very fun. And I hope to return again soon. Now, Peter, enough about that. And more about this magazine that we have. Now, we're getting to the tail end of this one. Is this the third one?
Yes. I think it is. This is the third magazine. This will be the last one before we dive into your...
the newly acquired.
The new eBay ones.
Mm.
So that's getting pretty exciting. Today, we sort of alluded to this on the last episode, but we're going to be diving back into a gripping yarn,
yes,
if I'm remembering correctly.
Well, this one, yeah, is called the... gripping yarn, to recap. We've done it like maybe one or two of these before. One was that one about... Remember the bloke? It was with Ben Knight, the bloke who came into the hairdresser to... And it was like he came in and we didn't know if it was a hairdresser or a prostitute or some shit like that.
Oh, and it was just
and you need to
house.
Fix me up good and proper or something.
I only remember one thing from the Ben Knight episode. I've blocked everything else out as boring compared to the fun thing.
Oh, yes. Listeners will know we're talking about a... I can't even say it. I can't say it because as a sound clip, that's enough to get me cancelled from life. Okay. Good thing we didn't record an episode and release it. Go back and listen to the Ben Knight episode. Skip to the end. So anyways, the gripping yarn... Here's the description that the picture gives. It says, write a short story for this page. It should be funny, sexy, strange, or all of the above, and around 700 words. We'll pay $300 for a story that needs a little editing, $200 if your yarn needs a major rewrite, and $100 if we use your ideas but rewrite them. Send it to Gripping Yarns, the picture, GPO Box 5201, Sydney, New South Wales, 2001.
Now, do you think this one, Taxi Driver, is going to be sexy, weird, interesting? What do you think is going to be the general theme?
Well, I'm having a look at the... at the cartoon up top, and it's got, it looks like there's a man, the passenger is exposing a wound or an infection of sorts, and he's dressed up in a kind of comical zoot suit looking thing.
In a what?
A zoot suit, like a big, like the cherry pop and daddies would wear.
And what are those? Are you going to just keep saying
zoot
more
suit,
confusing?
Like, it's like those big, big
zoot
suits.
Zoot suit with the skeet guys.
Zoot suit.
And the moot dudes. No, it's really
like big
still
band
not...
music. I'm going to Google it for you.
Like
The Mask.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, a zoot suit. Zoot. This is worth it.
So like a sort
this
of
is,
a...
Why don't you
sort
Google?
Of like a mob guy?
Yeah, he's kind of like a mob guy. It's a, yeah, it's that the first thing
is
the mask.
Yeah.
That fucking tacky, like.
Oh, they're cool.
Big, long coat. Awful.
I don't think it's awful. I think it's cool. I think it's cool to have a big coat and a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
And a fedora.
I just held in a fart for you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So this guy's got a what seems to be a tacky suit on.
In your zoot shirt.
So he seems to be showing some kind of a infection or something. And then the other person who's clearly a taxi driver, not because of that, but has like a meter. And no, I'm kidding. He is Caucasoid in this depiction.
That means white, yeah?
Yeah.
White guy.
Yeah. Cool. And... He's got like the meter running. Remember when they used to have the old meter? No, you wouldn't. And he's got cigarettes in the car. Cigarettes are like a vape, but plant-based. So
you're a fucking prick. Yeah. Okay. Oh, like an acoustic fad.
Yeah.
So I really made sure I enunciated
good
then.
Good boy. Acoustic. So now this gripping yarn is called The Taxi Driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna start off.
I don't think it's gonna be sexy based on anything you've said there. So
fucking
go on.
Hell, are you sure you don't want to start off?
No, you go.
Okay. I'm gonna bleep one of these words. Max twisted the Falcon's wheel sharply to the right. No fucking truckie was gonna try to cut him off in a harbour motherfucking tunnel.
Let me have a look at that.
Give me the that is to look at.
What is that? What is that? Max twisted the Falcon's wheel sharply to the right. No fucking truckie was going to try to cut him off in the harbour motherfucking tunnel.
Oh my God. That's great. Fucking,
what a start. I'm gripped. Consider me really fucking gripped.
It was a slur. Okay. It says, hey. I don't know why it says, hey, out of nowhere. Hey. And if that freaking fare he picked up in North Sydney said one more freaking word, he'd have to dash his brains out with the butt of the Colt 45 he had stashed under his green field jacket. Slow it down a bit, man. These are all quotes. Hey, buddy, screamed Max. Are you talking to me? Now the fare, nervously fondling his horsehide satchel, shifted his buttocks and stared out the window. You're making me nervous, that's all, he replied. Now I assume there's no indication of who's talking to who.
Is the fare the passenger?
Yeah. Max eyeballed the creep in the rear view. Okay, Max is the cabbie. I think I've got that bit.
Okay.
Max eyeballed the creep in the rear view mirror, but his gaze wasn't met. He hated jellyback suits like this guy. He hated what they stood for. And he hated the way the advertising industry... he hated the advertising industry and the way it shoveled shit down people's throats. Max knew his fare. He was worth a few million. A young hotshot had smouldered his way into the board of a small advertising agency when he was 20 and turned into a major player before turning 22. That was 6 years ago. Since then, they'd opened an office in New York and made astonishing inroads into the European market. Okay, we're going to pause right now. So you following what's going on?
So taxi driver, Max, hates jellybacks. Is that what he said?
Yep, jellyback suits.
Jellyback suits.
Oh, jellyback, like spineless.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a type of suit.
Hates this type. Is he guessing? What was that last bit? Like he's kind of saying what he thinks this guy does, or he knows what this guy does?
No, apparently he knew him. So he's like, oh, this guy's that fucking hotshot who's the advertising mogul.
Right.
So he's like, this fucking prick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to read it on, then I'll hand over in a second. It says, so what Max didn't know was that his fare knew him too.
Oh,
okay. You know, Max, began the ad man. How the fuck did he know his name? I know exactly how you feel. Maybe we should start. Maybe let's do this again. Do you want to play? There's a lot of quotations here. So it's going to be weird. Like, how are we going to do this?
So, it says, I think, well, let's think, okay, we'll both play the characters.
Okay.
And now we'll see which one of us is more probably to be each character, in my opinion. Now, I think you should be the taxi man.
Okay.
On account of the taxi man is full of rage and is a shit-kicking asshole fuckhead. Right. And then I'll play the suits guy because I dress well and I'm really cool.
Yeah.
And, sometimes you drive me around.
Successful for your age.
And I'm successful for my age. And I'm
I want to bash your fucking brains in.
And my back is absolute jelly at times.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. Do you agree?
Sure.
So you're going to be the shit-kicking asshole taxi driver.
What's my voice? Give me direction.
I think it's going to be high pitch but and sort of like grumbly, like a...
Oh, I hate this guy.
Yeah, that's
my name's Max. I hate this jellyback suit.
Yeah, how long have you been driving taxis?
I'm 16 years in change.
Bang, we're there. And now, so if you think about the young hotshot suit guy, what do you think I should sound like?
Maybe a hoity-toity, maybe a cool, like, like a thing about a crypto bro, but in the 90s.
And a New Yorker? Is he a New Yorker in this?
Let's blend the accent wherever we like.
Oh, powering down our improv.
Yep.
Hey, yo, gay, Matelia, get the booger.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, yo, what are you doing? Wow, you know what I'm doing? Dow Jones. Yeah.
He's talking about the Dow Jones.
NASDAQ.
Now it's the NASDAQ. NFT.
Yeah, I'm just doing Gilbert Gottfried, I think.
No fucking taxi. All right. Okay, so we'll go with this in mind. Let's have a little read.
So what Max didn't know was that his fare knew him too.
You know Max.
Began the ad man. How the fuck did he know his name?
I know exactly how you feel.
Hey, are you talking to me? What the fuck do you know about me?
Yelled Max, set to explode.
You really captured that very well.
Sorry,
I know how it feels to be alone, against it all, against them.
Max shut up. He felt a chill in his lower back. It was his wretched scar again.
Max,
said the ad man.
How'd you know my name?
There was silence. Is that again?
No, I'm doing the silence.
Oh.
Now you read it again because you cut into the silence.
How'd you know my name?
There was silence.
Max.
He said it again, but quieter this time.
You're 28 years old, right?
Max looked straight ahead and gunned the Falcon up another 10Ks. The temperature inside the cab seemed to have dropped dramatically.
Born October 26th, right?
Max became aware. Max became aware of the sweat. It trickled down his cropped skull. Fucking hell. It's cropped. Imagine, can I just get a cropped haircut? Go right down to the skull if you could. When you hear gung 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 and the fragments, yeah, don't crop the skull. Any aspiring barbers out there, try not to crop the skull of your customer. It says it trickled down his cropped skull and it felt really fucking bad. He checked the rear view and was met by Adman's vacant stare.
I fucking know you, Max. What do you know? What the fuck you know?
Spat Max, shit scared.
And I've been looking for you for 28 years. Your folks at...
Well, that's been a requote, so that's... Well, I don't know if they know. Anyway, I'm going to...
And I've been looking for you for 28 years. Your folks are dead, right?
That sure was a fact. A mother dead from lung cancer and a father killed by Max's own hand.
Now... we're about halfway through the article. We've got a mother and a father introduced. Now, if we're going to play roles again, I don't think there's any dialogue here, but let's just set the scene of who the mother and the father are together.
Yep.
So we got a mother dead from lung cancer. That seems like me.
Yep.
And a father killed by Max's own hand. Fully you.
Yeah, me.
So I'll just be the mother really quickly just to put that... Well, now you're the mother with the fucking cough. No, but I'll be the mother.
Fucking dead. I love you, Max.
And then you'd be the dad?
Stop joking at me, the death gun.
So those are the mother and the father. There now we'll continue go. On. All That's right. not in the article, but no. just to give context to who that these
it's
people are.
It's a creative
are.
Reimagining.
Yeah.
So that sure was a fact. A mother dead from lung cancer and a father killed by Max's own hand. The scheming shitters had dumped Max when he was 13 years old. Right. Okay. I don't understand. All right, we'll come back. They couldn't afford him and they didn't even love him, so they just fucking lost him one day.
Wow.
It took Max 7 years to find his father, and when he did, he stuck him in his scrawny neck with a rusty switchblade. Sadly, it was too late to snuff Mum.
Because I had cancer!
Let me just say, out of the... how much do you reckon he got paid? Because I reckon this needed a heavy rewrite. I reckon this person got paid $100.
Yeah, I would say.
I reckon this story was originally just scrawled and said, got a taxi last night. Oh, fucking hell. We're going to have to rewrite this. All right. So, Adman spoke.
You couldn't stop hating, could you, Max?
Max tried to grunt an acknowledgement, but he was snared by the dry brick lodged in his throat.
How's the scar?
Max slammed on the brakes, bringing the Falcon up onto the footpath of South Dowling Street as he tried to hold down the ball of hot liquid beer that was shooting up his throat.
So it's a brick in the back of his throat, hot liquid fear. This is really...
He needs to shit and come is what I think that's going
guy,
for.
This guy, the back of this guy's throat is the middle aisle at Aldi. There's so much there's so much shit there. Oh, he tried to gasp down the tuba.
The tuba of regret.
The beach towel of sorrow. Absolutely buried at the back of his tonsils.
Okay, here we go. The snapping turtle of shame. Now, add that to the festival lineup. It says here, so Max slammed on the brakes, cool. He's got the hot liquid fear shooting up his throat. Adman was right next to him now, in the front seat. He hadn't been wearing his belt. His shirt had lifted up, revealing his back as he lay slumped across the dash, unhurt. All right, He's come all the way forward because Max is fucking skirt up onto the thing. Adman's come from the back, is now there, and you can see exposed as a scar of sorts. Okay. His shirt had lifted up, revealing his back as he lay slumped across the dash, unhurt. Max's throat quivered, then spewed up a fountain of vomit. The stench irritated the fuck out of his nostrils. He didn't feel any better. He felt sicker, much sicker.
Oh my goodness.
He was staring at the... I can't wait for what this reveal is going to be. Yeah. He was staring at the scar on Adman's back, the massive circular scar. It was exactly the same as his.
Max.
Adman stared.
I feel like Vecna. You wouldn't understand what that means, but the people that have watched Stranger Things this last season, I've really channeled
I like how you give me a new cunt reference, because I'm like, oh, you don't know all these
old
things.
Yeah, so this is new cunt. So this is a new cunt thing.
Yeah, is this on DVD?
Yeah, no, it's on DVD, yeah. Well, you can get it on VHS or you get it on Blu-ray. On Blu-ray. Unbelievable.
What's Blu-ray?
Oh, I can't even describe it. It's like, think of IMAX and having it come. It's like that.
Max. Adman stared right into Max's pale, sweating face.
Why did you kill my father?
I don't know you. I've got no brother, screamed Max. He died at birth. They tried.
Shut up.
At birth.
He died at birth. It was a very difficult birth.
Oh, I love Christmas because of all the moith. All the moith that's being thrown around. Christmas time.
Look at my penis. What do you think about the goith?
I mean, all the capital cities of Australia. You got Melbourne, you got Adelaide, you got Sydney, you got Brisbane, and you got... I can't remember the other one. Oh, boy!
So it says, he died at boith. They tried, it did no good. It took them hours.
I didn't die, Max. They let me go. They adopted me out. I'm your twin. Your Siamese twin.
Can't call them that anymore. They're conjoined. Max's head was split in two by a slug from the Beretta that Adman had carried ever since he learned of his father's death. The father he never knew.
He was split by what?
A slug from Beretta.
Your gun?
Yeah, a Beretta.
What that?
A gun. It's a branded gun.
Okay.
You didn't waste years of your life listening to hip-hop pretending that you were a different ethnicity during your teen years. I see you're not acquainted with the lingo.
That was a gripping yarn.
That was great.
That's the grippiest fucking yarn this magazine has produced in its entire history.
That was fantastic. So he's a conjoined twin, not Siamese. He's a conjoined twin. I also liked it. Fuck. If we're going to pick it apart, I mean, it's obviously drivel.
Mm. Yeah.
It's funny, though.
Well, it's not it's not supposed to be a true story, necessarily.
And just to reiterate, this is a magazine you buy for a wank. So, other than the mum, there's no other woman character even alluded to in this, and she's dead with lung cancer.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's have a fucking toss.
I want to stick my stiffy in there, that where they got removed from each other.
That's awful.
Before also, they sewed them up.
Also, the idea of the conjoined twin ever being like a clean break, as if they'll just that little bit of like on the hip, just joined at the hip.
Yeah, quite literally. They're just fucking Kit Kat people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you fucking talking about? Have a break. Have you seen the actual ones? Poor bastards. You know, they're sharing fucking hearts and things and blah, blah, blah. They're sharing
arms.
Where
do you think the worst spot to be joined? Like, you'd hate joined at the forehead, facing each other.
But there are some that are like that. Oh, man, you'd maybe hate joined that. At the tip of the cock. And you're both annoyed because no one's ever pissed. It's like when you hold your thumb over a guard nose, you just see the ball go up and down. Oh, fuck! It's been 21 years. Someone snip.
Oh, fucking God. A hole in the top like the bottom of a recorder.
Oh. Sweet relief. Well, that was fucking stupid.
That was sick. I actually loved that. That was great.
That was really, really good.
My throat hurts from all the committing to the acting, but that was great.
Now, I'm sorry I had to yell in your face as the voice of Max.
No, that's okay.
But I'm sorry that you put a fucking bullet in my head, cunt. So thanks a lot for that.
Oh, fair is fair.
All I did was kill our father. All right, now I've got one thing to go before we finish up.
Yeah.
Now, similar to last Gripping Yarns with Ben Knight, we're going to close this one off with something for our discerning girly readers.
Mm-hmm.
It's Home Blokes.
Home Blokes. In the middle of our wank. Home Blokes. In the middle of our Home Blokes.
So this one here, we've got three Home Blokes for you, right? Fuck me, Roan. All right, first one says, Martin, do you want to look at the picture first? Or I'll describe it and then I'll turn it around. How about I do that?
Yeah.
I'll take turns. This one says, Martin from Bilgoga, New South Wales.
Oh, Bilgoga.
It says, Surfy Martin composes music and is into poetry. Deep stuff, !! I like how the editors just bullied him. He sent a picture of his dick. Oh, you like music and poetry, you fucking loser. Here's your cock. He's happily married and has two rugrats. He sent in his pick for the money, Chucky and Tommy. He sent in his pick for the money because it's his birthday. Marty's a 41-year-old nurse who loves this great mag, especially Says You. Now, this is a classically handsome man, and I must say, he's sporting a real dad dick, a real 90s dad dick.
A real 90s dad
You've seen dad dick before.
One. Oh, two, but it's not funny. It's not a funny story.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Don't touch me. Yeah, have a look. There you go. Isn't that...
Okay, 90s dad
That's
dick.
Crazy dad dick energy.
Fucking absolutely a 90s dad. I know. It's so funny that I know exactly what you meant, and it's exactly it. I don't know what it is about the dick, but it looks like it definitely climbed all the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only thing that... It is allowed to cover it a little stubby shorts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stubby shorts, and then it's just full dad dick underneath that.
Yeah, white wife fronts, big skids.
But he is unbelievably handsome. Like, most men would trade places with this bloke. He looks great. Now, very handsome guy outside, and he's a nurse. So he's a hero, a medicine waitress.
Medicine waitress.
He's doing great.
That's a registered. So a registered nurse is, medicine waitress.
Yep.
But then... If you have like, you know, you can also be like just an aged care nurse where it's just you're essentially a janitor for people. Like, I love it. Are you a nurse? Yeah, registered or not? Because if not, then like, man, I can use spray and wipe as well. I just use it in the kitchen sink, not people's asses. But you're all doing a wonderful service and thanks for the help during the pandemic. Oh, fuck. I don't end up in hospital.
Martin comes in.
Yeah, I get roughed up by a bunch of orderlies.
Now,
we listen to your little podcast. With all the free time we have.
So, yeah, that's Martin.
Yep.
Now, Martin is doing an incredible amount of heavy lifting in terms of attractiveness for the rest of this page.
Yep. Let's have...
Because I've got Stephen here.
Now, I've seen what Stephen looks like. I've only tried to glance at it. I want you to describe Stephen because I've already... Now, before you start, I'm betting. Look, I'll bet everything I have, all my assets, my worth. He's not a fucking doctor. Am I right? Read.
Well, I just wanted to describe the picture first. I don't know if this makes sense, but Stephen's got a real mum dick. he's from Lidcombe, New South Wales.
Yeah.
Steve's an easygoing kind of guy who sent in this pic because everyone else was doing it. Oh, man, he does look like he does do stuff because of that reason.
Mate.
He is the fucking... Oh, my goodness. I'll describe him after I read this. I need to find out more about him. Everyone else was doing it. One for all and all for one, eh, Steve? He's single, yep, and works as a truck driver.
He looks like he's single-celled. What do you mean? He looks like a puddle came to life, the fucking dumb cunt. He looks like just before they went to take the picture, he goes, hey, can you just bludgeon me in the head with that fucking 9-iron over there? Right, and then 2 seconds then 2 seconds later, snap a picture of me with my fucking toodly out.
Gonna eat a whole block of chocolate and then a photo of my cock.
So describe how he sat on the corner of the bed, yeah?
He sat on the corner of the bed like he's getting in trouble from his dad.
So he's got his hands by his side, his big fat fucking gut.
But he's soft. He doesn't have like chest hair. He's just like a really not a super hairy dude. Sort of like a boyish, shy kind of face. Uncircumcised. Big up is for the Fory King. Yeah.
How about that, eh?
But his dick is just sort of perched up on his balls because he's sitting down.
He'd have to get a stiffy so it doesn't piss on him.
But he's just sitting down and he's... his dick, his dick looks like to his balls, like his balls are the number, and then his dick is the to the power of.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with it. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like whatever. There's like a little dick up there.
Yeah,
but it's like it's a normal size dick. He's just like sitting down, and it's all going back in. But it's why? Why would you send?
Worst thing. It looks like he's about to take part in a medical experiment.
from fucking Martin. so Steve, 38, collects stamps. Oh, Steve, yeah.
Steve the stamp boy.
Steve loves stamps. He collects stamps and coins and other things that he can hide his dick behind.
Is that true?
No.
That would have fucking exploded.
He collects stamps and coins in his spare time and enjoys some light reading. He says, one day...
I reckon real light. I reckon pretty light, hey.
He says, one day there will be fat power. That's the end of that.
Is he fat? Show me him. Wait. Oh, we haven't read about that guy yet. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize we hadn't done the description.
I was doing the description.
Oh, right. I thought that he's single and works as a truck driver. I thought that's where it ended. Oh, there's more.
Yeah, Steve, 38, collects stamps and coins in his spare time and enjoys some light reading. He says one day there will be fat power.
Great. Well, so that's predicted body positivity.
Yes.
We don't say fat power. But no, sorry, that's what all bodies are beautiful. Specifically some more than others. But sure.
Yeah, so that's Steve. No, so we've got Martin, we've got Steve, very different types of guys. Now, Gary. Now, Gary is very clearly on the opposite side of a rifle. So you go and have a little read.
Jesus. All right. First of all, before we get to it, you can't see his dick. His eyes are... his eyes look like he's either smoked the biggest bong in the world... or he's been swimming all day with no goggles in a heavily chlorinated swimming pool. Look at his eyes. They're so red.
And he's...
or he's been crying.
And he's got like... he's got a clenched jaw with his teeth.
It's a grimace.
He's like... this looks like...
it looks like he's going, oh, fuck.
And he's got like real shaggy hair and a beard.
How's his rig too? That's the shittest body I've ever seen.
It's no good. Makes Steve look like a fucking Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, he looks like a Play-Doh figure you assembled in the dark. He sucks.
Yeah, he's no good.
Yeah. You want to read it or do I read it?
No, you can read it. Right. But fuck, doesn't he look like a... like?
There's no dick. You can't see his donger.
Yeah, but it's because it's a poorly exposed photo. It's a very strange... but it is a fucking dark dick. It is a really dark dick. Like, he's a sort of Middle Eastern character. I can't really tell sort of regionally where he's from, but he's sort of a Middle Eastern looking guy. But he's got the fucking blackest dick ever. It's like really dark.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he's definitely
like they haven't. He hasn't unlocked it in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. You wanna fucking? I wanna skate with Gary Cock.
It says here Gary's a 36-year-old carpenter by trade, but considers him a jack of considers himself a jack of all trades. Okay. But more specifically, a carpenter, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a jack of all trades, but what trade do you have? Carpentry. Well, I reckon that's what you are, you stupid cunt. Fucking shine a light on your dick. Now, he used to race motorbikes, but now takes things a little slower.
What's he racing?
He used to race motorbikes, but now takes things a little slower. Gary's one ambition is to enjoy life and settle down with his missus.
Okay. Now, his missus has one of the lightest pussies in the world.
Well, it says here, also, become a tackle-out home bloke. The pants are off, blokes. That's right. We're paying $50 to every bloke who sends us a picture of his tockley. But we don't want to see any stiffies. And we aren't paying anything for Grundy's on shots. Photos must be accompanied by a copy of the ID, e.g. driver's license. Any person sending in home blokes' photos without the written permission of the subject will be liable to criminal prosecution.
Was that it for Gary?
That was it. Wants to sell down with his missus.
Cool, Gary.
Yeah, cool, Gary.
Got a dick that looks like it's censoring itself. Got a sensor bar for a dick.
Maybe it was either such a gorgeous or horrific dick. Or maybe he had a stiff on. No, actually.
No, you can see there's a bit of Tockley, but it's just so dark. Like, it's just the darkest dick I've ever seen.
How is that?
It's like
he could be doing a Mangine.
No.
I'm saying it's that dark that he might as well have been.
Yeah, no,
it looks censored. You could probably publish. I reckon we could publish that on our. Why don't we publish it on Instagram and see if the dick is so dark it beats censorship?
Yeah, and you. I think this one is worth taking the risk because, the Instagram isn't super active, but fuck, man, this guy. You've got to see this guy. It's unbelievable. He looks in so much pain.
Yeah, fucking hell, man. Wild.
Yeah, what a series of fellas, hey?
I will just say down here, they've also got, this is such a low point to end it on, but they've got a cartoon here. It's a two-panel cartoon, famously the worst kind of short cartoon. Mm-hmm. You have three panels, as discussed in Smut Club episode 10, where I rant about Garfield. There's a live episode here. But this one says, between the sheets, it's a man and woman talking at a bar, and the man says, what sort of man turns you on? And the Sheila says, let's see. I'm really turned on by a man who can cook, wash dishes, and vacuum. And then he says, darn. Oh, no, he thinks, darn, if only I could do those things.
Bar, har, har. Bar, har, har, har. Bar, har, 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 har.
Where's the joke?
Woohoo!
Where's
terrible.
The joke?
Terrible.
It's not even a... That's less than nothing.
That is the worst.
I'm turned on by this. Well, fuck, that's not me. Is there... There's,
oh, I hate this
fucking thing. Are you very, very, very old? Remember that article? Well, that was a fantastic. I really enjoyed the first part of that, and I really enjoyed looking at those bloke's dicks.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll take a photo of that magazine after we finish recording, and I'm going to post that page to the Instagram.
Why don't we...
But I am going to put our faces over the Tockleys, and then I'm going to leave Gary's dick out.
Sure. Why don't we... Like, maybe we should censor their faces a little?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, glad we had that talk. We had meeting adjourned. We're not censoring their faces. We are censoring their little docks.
The little dicky dockies.
The little ducks.
Lovely. Well, what a fantastic waste of a Friday afternoon this has been.
I've had a fucking wonderful time.
This has been a fantastic time. I shouldn't be so negative. This has been absolutely fantastic. I've had a lovely time spending time with you, Peter, watching you lie seductively on my bed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for having me here in your weird little torture chamber.
It is weird, isn't it?
No, it's great. It's really nice. You've really fallen on your feet here. This is a wonderful pad.
But I have fallen.
You've definitely fallen, yeah. But you are on your feet, and that's a good thing. That's a good place to be. Jacob, Good Chat Comedy Festival, as we established. Over 50 shows through the month of September. If you're not going, if you live in Brisbane, you're a fucking dog. You're a rat. You're a rat. You're a dog. We don't respect you. If you are going to some shows...
Good on you. Yeah, thank you. I know there's a lot of listeners, you know, Matthew Purser.
Good on you, King.
Listens, and then a bunch of other listeners. But I'm sure, I think Mick might listen to this one. A bunch of our listeners who I can see have already bought tickets. So, hey, fucking thank you. Now, if you live in Brisbane, do get involved, you know, because it's great fun. If you live in Cairns, however, which is not Brisbane, famously, it's in the title, then there is a lovely thing happening in your city every Monday night called the Laughing Heart Comedy at a bar called Three Wolves, run by a man called Joe Waddington. But when
big ups to the Wad Man,
Joe Waddington. But when he's sometimes he's often joined by the founder, Peter James. And I tell you what, Peter, if any keen bright eyed bushy tailed listeners are listening to this right now on the day of its release,
no.
Sunday,
it's too late. Oh, what are you going to say?
Well, I was going to say I can just go fuck myself then, but they could potentially come see us live.
No, they couldn't.
But why couldn't they, Peter?
It's sold out, mate. That's what we do, baby.
I'm sorry.
We've got a sold out evening. I gave a shout out to Rennell Down in the last episode, and immediately after, she bought a ticket. And
that's
she said,
sick.
Because I've been shouted out on this podcast so many times, I said, Rennell, I can have another one, mate. So, yeah, everyone's coming along on Monday. Can't wait to see you. If you live in Cairns, fuck it. We're going to be drinking beers on Sunday around the traps. If you want to come and have a beer with us, I don't care what kind of fucking psychopath you are. Send us a message. Jake would love to see you. I'll be out doing something else.
I will be. I'm so busy not doing that.
But anyway, thanks very much for listening. We hope you had a good time. The car, Mum and Dad's car, is pulling back into the shed, so we must bid you adieu. But in the meantime...
And Gentiles as well.
In the meantime, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Jacob, bye-bye now.
Hooray!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.